సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం.
Page 61, verse 79.
Anātam brahmane naiva vartulam bhāti suryavat tadvadātmani dehatvam పశ్యత్య జ్ఞానయోగతః
ఇన్ అవర్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ సంసార ఈజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్ అవిద్య కామ కర్మ ప్రవాహ సంసార. అవిద్య మీన్స్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, self ignorance. That ignorance leads to karma, because of ignorance person always have an atrupti, a dissatisfaction upon certain objects or certain things or certain people. That atrupti always continues, dissatisfaction. To satisfy oneself, to get tripti, the person desires so many objects, people, possessions, etc. So avidya leads to kama. Just kama, the desire alone, cannot give me wealth or people or anything, but I have to work for it. I have to do some action, some karma, some vyavahara. That vyavahara is called karma. So avidya leads to kama, kama leads to karma. Not one time or two times, but a pravahana. It is a flow. Flow of actions caused by desires, which are caused by ignorance. It is continuous process. Therefore, Shastra says, if you want to come out of this avidya, kama, karma, pravaha, you have to come out of ignorance. Because of this ignorance, you are committing lot of errors, mistakes. What is that mistake we commit? We seek happiness in people or objects or other things where it is not available. We always seek happiness, peace, security, where it is not possible, thinking that it is there, that happiness is there. This is called error. This is called bhranti. This is called mistake. Shastra says, you are tapping at wrong door. You are tapping the wrong door for PHS. Therefore, tap the right door. What is that tapping the right door? Recognizing your real nature. Understanding your real nature, which is ever Ananda Swarupam, ever secure and ever peaceful. Recognize this as early as possible, without postponing. This is what Shastra tells. How the Brahma happens, the error happens, mistake happens in the first line. So many examples Shankaracharya giving. Second line he is giving the ajnana, how ajnana leads to atmani dehatva buddhi. Ajnana yogataha. Yogataha means sambandha. Once you have that sambandha, you are related to whom you know first? Ajnanam. Every person is related, primary relation, bringing from janmas and janmas. Ajnanam. I am walking with ajnanam, I am talking with ajnanam, I am eating with ajnanam, I am doing everything with ajnanam. Except jnani, all people are always associated close with what? Ajnanam. This invisible friend. Ajnanam is invisible friend. That is why we are not able to recognize. What is the clue? How to know this invisible friend is there? Ajnanam. It is my expression. Don't search in books. Self-ignorance is my own property. It is with me. Invisible form. But it has some clues, lingams, indications to find out. If I have atrupti, unhappiness, insecurity, that itself is the proof that I have ignorance. What is the proof for this invisible friend? Ajnanam. Ajnana yogataha. I am mistaking. I am seeking happiness where it is not available. That itself is a proof I am associated with ajnanam. Therefore, alatam brahmanenaiva. When a person moves alatam, a firebrand, one tip glow, that light, glow of light, when you move vartulam in circle form, round, 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 it looks like a rising sun. It looks round and it is looks like a sun. Suryavat bhati. What? Alatam. How alata can appear as Surya? The round Surya, that too, rising sun or setting sun, round sun. Why I am telling rising sun, setting sun? You can see that rising sun or setting sun. Afternoon, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you cannot look at the sun. Only in the morning and evening only you can see. That is why that sun in the morning and evening, Suryodaya time and Suryastamaya time, it looks like round. Now this firebrand, when you rotate, it looks like a sun. Surya Bimbavat. Is there real Surya? There is no Surya at all. But you are seeing firebrand rotation appears like Surya. This is called Brahma, Bhranti. Tadvati, like that, Atmani Dehatvam. Atma appears like Anatma body. Everyone takes this body as himself, as herself. It is real, it is fact. 10% fact, 100% fact. Tadvad Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati. Because of Ajnana Yogataha. Because of dearest friend Ajnanam. What this Ajnanam does? Keeps you always to see something as something. When you see something, it appears as something, it is called Vik Ajnanam or Aropa Adhyasa. Ajnana called Adhyasa. Error, mistake, misconception. So many objects we are doing like that. Tadvat Atmani. Just as example, you are committing mistake like that. Atmani dehatvam. Up to here, we saw in the last class, shloka 80.
Mahatve sarva vastunam anuttam vati duratah tadvadatmani dehatvam pashyatya jnana yogatah.
Sarva vastunam mahatve sati. There are so many objects which are very big in their size. Mahatva means big in size. Large, big, vast. Mahatve sarva vastunam. Sarva vastunam means not all. Trees, mountains, stars. They are all very big, but they appear as anutvamna, small. Mahatve sarvavastunam atiduratah, when they are far, atiduratah, when they are far, when you are going by flight or helicopter, you see the big huge trees appears like a blade of grass. Like a small plant it appears. Ati durataha. Hyati durataha. How you split? Hi ati durataha. The hi indicates indeed. Popular, well known. When we are seeing objects which are very big, all mountains appear like a small stones. Even stars which are up above, we sing like a twinkle twinkle little star. It is not little star, it is bigger star. It is not little, but it appears less alu, very small. The star is very big. Its light to come to the earth, it takes 1,000 years, they say. The star light to reach the earth, 1,000 years it takes. And the light has to explode. Then only it comes to the earth after 1,000 years. Now light, star light, what we are seeing, thousand years back light, now we are seeing. You can imagine, even we cannot imagine. That's why perception always, it's not valid, it is invalid. Your perception cannot be true all the time. It is a relative owner. It is a relative. Only vyavaharika standpoint, from standpoints only you have to talk. Every perception. Therefore, stars are so big, they are appearing small. Trees are so big, they are appearing small. Mountains are so big, they are appearing small when you are far. Similarly, when you are in ajnana, very far from Atma, jnanam, Atma appears like Dehana. Atma appears like Deha, Dehatvam Ajnana Yogataha. So, bigger one appears as small. Sentient Atma, you are transferring to the body and taking the body as sentient. Which body is originally insentient? It cannot be sentient by itself, but none of us know that. Inert body, insentient body, we do not know. So this is called error. Atmani dehatvam. Next shloka.
Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam
thulat ത്വം ശോപനേത്രതഃ. തദ്വദാത്മനി ദേഹത്വം പശ്യത്യജ്ഞാനയോഗതഃ. So in first line you have to supply pashyataha, pashyati mahatve sarvavastunam atiduratah anutvam pashyati. That pashyati you have to supply. Here also now opposite, sukshmatve, when the objects are very subtle, very small, sarva bhavanam, bhava means objects. Sarvabhavanam, those objects which are very very small, not perceptible through your eyes, therefore you use microscope like lenses, glasses, upanetrataha means one type of lens you use. By using that lens, that sukshma object appears big. Is it really becoming big? Can you make it big? Microbes are not perceptible to your eyes, imperceptible microbes. You have to see only through microscope. That lens shows the smaller one, invisible one, tiny one, subtler one as big. Sukshmatve, small, tiny, minute particles, atoms, molecules which are not available, even amoeba also. Amoeba divides, no, many, like you have to see only virus, so many other virus, bacteria, they see only in microscope, in lens. So there are so many bacteria in between us now. There are so many viruses also, we can't see them. Sukshmatve sati sarvabhavanam, when all objects means which are all small, tiny, invisible, stulatvam upanetrataha pashyati. Upanetrataha means with the help of a lens, with the help of a lens or glass, one type of different glass, they see pashyati, sthulatvam pashyati, it appears huge, big, vast. Tadvat atmani dehatvam ajnana yogatah pashyati. Same, I need not explain. Therefore for Vedanta study, this cosmology, metaphysics, all are useful. In Vedanta, we are all using them. They are all useful only to study the relative truth. Relative truth, the quantum physics, the cosmology or evolution, all they are studying, all these are okay for only relative truth to understand, not absolute truth. Through this quantum physics or cosmology or any parameters, whatever you are using, data, they are all only to know relative truth, not absolute truth. Absolute truth is only one, that is I, the Atma, higher I. This absolute truth to know, I have to go to only one pramana, that is Shastra pramana. No other instrument can help. That is why Taittiriya Upanishad says yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasa sah. Absolute truth, that is Brahman or Turiya Atma, the consciousness, cannot be available for any sensory perception. Therefore intelligently hold on to Shastra until you recognize your real nature. The scientists, how much they are attached to their instruments, you know, to send the racket, the scientists love their instruments, parameters, laboratory. How much they love? So much they love. Why? Their whole life is depending upon that laboratory. They are all really married to one laboratory, not to wife. All scientists. Any profession for that matter. Now, musician, the one who plays kanjara, he is married with kanjara only. Either mridangam, mridangist, mridangam. Veena player with veena. They are so attached to that. That is life for them. We are seeing like that many people in their life. Their instrument, what they are playing, what they are using, their love, their life, their pranam. Pancha pranam. For us, what is the pancha pranam now? What is our prana now? Shastram. For Vedantic student, what is muchakati? In and inhale and exhale. My life is taking place only, I am surviving only because of Shastra. I want Shastra alone. That much attachment you should have. First have attachment with Shastra, Guru and Shastra. Then slowly Shastra and Guru helps you to detach. Like that coaches, they attach to the engine until they take to the destination. Nice example, okay? They connect with a chain, and this engine carries the coaches to that destination, and after reaching there, what that engine does? Detach. It detaches from the coach and goes. Over my job, I have done my job is over, let me detach. Similarly, Shastra Mata, Guru, both are like front engine and back engine. Or both are serving as engine you take. Our life journey can be smoothly reached to that, what, moksha shore. Therefore, this shloka, he says, over, 81 is over. Seeing the small things through the lens as big. Like that, here also there is a, by seeing the smaller one, tiny one through the lens, is it really becoming bigger? Can it become? No. Can you make it big? No. It appears. That appearance cannot make it big or small really. It is only an appearance. Similarly, if you think you are the body or mind, I am this body, if you say also, if you think also, you can never be the body. You can never be the mind. It is your misconception. It is only for your mind that thought, that bhranti comes. Therefore, it is not true. Therefore, come out of that ignorance fast. Just like parents. When children are running, they stand this side. Come on, come on, come on, clapping. Come on, come on. Anna. This tiny child, no? Running, running, kashtapattu. Struggling to run. Father, mother clapping. Come fast, like that guru also. Asking. Come on, come out of that ignorance. How you come out? First you detach from your attachments. Detach from your attachments with the family, house, mentally, not physically. Detach, then you attach to Shastra and Guru, then Guru helps you how to detach from Guru and Shastra also. Then independence, no attachment at all. Shloka 82. Kacha bhumau jalatvam vam. ജലഭൂമൗ ഹി കാചത സദ്വദാത്മനി ദേഹത്വം പശ്യത്യജ്ഞാനയോഗതഃ Another example he gives, kasha bhumau jalatvam pashyati, jala bhumau kashata pashyati. Two times pashyati, pashyati you have to supply. Kasha bhumau means on the small, thin glass surface. Upon the thin glass surface, kasha bhumau, kasha means glass. Bhumau means on the surface. On the surface of the glass, he sees jalatvam, as though there is water. Jalatvam pashyati. Then, jalabhumau, when there is really water, jalabhumau kachata pashyati. It looks as though glass. There is water, clear, pure water, it appears as some glass. That's what Mayasabha, Duryodhana, went to Mayasabha where he saw water and lifted his dhoti. No? Lifting and walking, Draupadi standing up on the floor, second floor, and she is laughing at him. So there is no water at all, but he thought it is water. And another place he went, he thought it is a glass, and without lifting his dhoti and just went and slip off and fallen. There is a glass, but he there is water, he thought it is a glass. What happened? He drowned in the water. It happened to me also from the flight. When I was coming in the flight upon the ocean, it looks as the steady and the water really appearing as glass. Why that shining, that glass appearing on water? No, because of sun rays. When the sun rays are falling on the ocean, because flight is going very fast, that ocean water appears very steady. Because of sun rays, it is appearing like a glass. Recently happened for me when I am coming from Rishikesh. I was watching so much time. Almost 20 minutes I was seeing that. Amazing, real Brahma means easily happens. Therefore, this type of Brahma happens because of eye vision. Differently it appears. That's what he says. കാചഭൂമൌ ജലത്വം പശ്യതി ജലഭൂമൌ കാചതാ പശ്യതി തദ്വത് ആത്മനി ദേഹത്വം പശ്യതി അജ്ഞാനയോഗതഃ. സോ ഹി സോ മച്ച് യുനോ ഇൻവോൾവിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് ശങ്കരാചാര്യ, പ്ലീസ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്, യു ആർ കമ്മിറ്റിംഗ് എ മിസ്റ്റേക്ക്. ജസ്റ്റ് ആസ് യു ആർ സീയിംഗ് വാട്ടർ ഓൺ എ പീസ് ഓഫ് ഗ്ലാസ് and seeing the glass as water as glass, you are committing mistake. It is very popularly known in the world. Similarly, another thing is also popularly known. What? Ajnana yogatah atmani dehatvam pashyate. This I told you, remember, major problem, minor problem. This is major problem. Minor problems, okay. Minor mistakes, minor bhranti, doesn't matter. Major bhranti, delusion, cause suffering. Life is miserable. It makes my life so uncomfortable, miserable, burdensome. Therefore, if you don't want your life to be burdensome or miserable, come out of that ajnana. How to come out of that ajnana? Attend the class. Attend the class and listen to Shastra. more and more you are associated with Shastra, you can be dissociated with Ajnanam. Since you are associated with Ajnanam, all these problems. Therefore, now you have to associate with what? Shastra and Guru. They will help you to associate with yourself, with your own nature, Atma, Jnana Swarupam. You understand you are the crown of the creation. You are the substratum of the creation. You are the adhisthanam of the creation. You recognize how we are disowning such a great knowledge. How we are disowning, why you are not claiming? Because of attachment. Because of desires, because of attachment, and wrong misconceptions on all these anatma vastus, we are having attachment. If you say no to them, your moksha dwaram is, kavatam is opened. We don't say no to them, therefore moksha dwaram is always like this. It's not opened. Therefore, be ready to claim Atma, to own up Atma, to disown Anatma. Disown Anatman, I am showing the hand this side or that side. This Shariram. Disown this Shariram. Disclaim this Shariram. I am not this body. Disclaim, disown. Disown and own up your real nature. Own up your own real nature, not anyone's property, that is. Your own nature. How many times Guru is telling, Shastra is telling? See, same line he is continuing, Shankaracharya, second line. Vera line kadikalaya avarku. Idena sollanam? A short of words for him? No, he knows that. What we are committing the mistake, he is hammering there only. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Dukran Karane, Dukran Karane, like that. He says, Sadvadatmani Dehatvam Pashyate Ajnana Yogataha. If Jnana Yogataha, Jnana Yoga is there, they don't see like that. Understand? Next shloka. Yadvadagnau Manitvam Hi Manau Vavanhita Pumanu Sadvadatmani Dehatvam Pashyatya Jnana Yogataha. Numbers are in Sanskrit. Some students do not know the number. You can write here 83. So next sloka must be 84. So once in a while you write the numbers, whatever you know, that number, familiar numbers. This is in Sanskrit, 83. And why I am telling, after first line completion only the sound is coming. Then students are recognizing which sloka we are reading. In the English translation they have given the number. English translation, the number what is familiar to us they are given. They have given. Therefore, at least look at that number, but don't connect it to the next sloka. Okay. Translation, they have given that English number. Yadvatu, just as Agnau Manitvam. Agnau, upon a spark or glowing fire. Agnau Manitvam, gem or a stone, precious stone. Some precious stones look like a fire. Look like a fire. Manitvam pashyati. Not only that, manav vandhita pashyati puman. Puman means person. Purushaha or sri. Any person or some people. Sometimes they see, just as seeing the mani jam upon the fire. Really there is no fire. Agnau manitvam, there is no money, but they see money upon the fire. When they see fire, they see it as money. There is a kundu money, you know, in a golden shop, in the gold shop, they weigh gold with small kundumani, red and black, one side red, one side black, so soft, so small, like milagu size la irukum. That kundumani monkeys, you know, once upon a time, chuma story, monkeys in the chill time, no, no, when there is January, December, lot of cold, they want us to have some fire nearby. What these monkeys did, they brought lot of glow worm, milimil puchi. Glow worm, puchi appears, you know, there is a fire light in front. This monkey thought it is a fire. What? This milimil puchi. This glow worm is like a minimal puchi, like a fire. And it brought lot of minimal puchi and putting and fanning. It come, fire can come. And how fire can come? From that glow worm, it appears as fire. Through that fire, it want to get some warmness. Monkey can do that. In a monkey, no? Like that, sometimes birds also, what they do, when it is so too cold, they want to get some warmness, and they see some kundumani like a fire. They thought that is fire. What they think? Lot of kundumani they bring and put like a heap one place, and they want to get some warmness, heat from them. How it can come? Birds can afford to do that. Monkey can afford to that. But human beings, we have sixth sense. But when we see certain gems, we think it is a fire. When we see fire, it is like a gem. Bhranti, appearance. When it is not there, it appears like that. Similarly, how Atmani Dehatvam, how one can see Deha or mind upon the body? Why one cannot understand Atma? Why person is enamored by this body-mind complex? What is the proof? Coming to the class. Why you are coming to the class? We don't know that I am Atma Swarupam, we don't know. Why we don't know? Because Ajnana Yogataha. We want to know Atma Swarupam. We want to know Atma Swarupam. Another story also I will tell you in the next sloka. Lot of stories will come. Next sloka. Amreshu Satsu Dhavatsu.
Amreshu Satsu Dhavatsu. Somo Dhavati Bhati Vai. Tadvadatmani Dehatvam. Pashyatyajnana Yogatah.
Secret to get Atma Jnanam. You want to know? How to own up Atman nature? The secret, shall I reveal? Shall I? If you forget the whole world when you are listening to Aparokshanubhuti, you can own up. If you forget the whole world, house, relation, people, when I am talking, you come along with my words 100%. That day you can claim you are Atman. Very easy. Very, very easy. This is the clue I am giving. But what happens? Daughter comes in the mind, son comes in the mind, servant comes, driver comes, house comes, all comes except Guru's words. In between they are coming. Hello, I am there. I am here. You are here, but you don't hear. That happens many times without your knowledge. Without your knowledge, helplessly you are carried away by anatma world. Especially when you are listening to Shastra, Guru sitting in front of you, keeping mic, two speakers this side and that side, talking, sitting on the high platform in front of you, how blissfully you ignore. Smoothly you travel out of the class, not physically, mentally. Especially when Mahavakya is going on, any important thing is going on. Why it goes? Because of attachment. If you attach to the subject, Shastra and Guru, let's say you must attach to the Guru. Why to attach to Guru? To detach. To detach from what? Not Shastra, Guru. To detach from my family, relations, anatma, bandhas, I want to detach, therefore I want to attach to my Guru. Guru helps you to attach with the Shastra. Then Shastra helps to attach with what? To yourself. Attach, attach, and solitary pokudas. In the computer, when they want to send mail, attachment, no? Photos attachment, letters attachment, all attachment. Every attachment we know, except the Shastra Guru attachment. Therefore, hold on to Guru and Shastra. Shastra and Guru, just as baby loves mother, the Shishya should love the Guru, like father, mother, everything. And that Guru helps you to turn your love and attention towards Shastra. Unless that love towards Guru, that devotion towards Guru, you can never turn your mind to Shastra. The love towards Guru, devotion towards Guru helps me to turn to Shastra. The Shastra, your love and attention helps you to turn towards yourself. Shastra helps. Why we are not turning towards ourselves? Because we are not having love, devotion up to the mark. We have love and devotion. I don't say you don't have. But full measure, abundantly, full measure. If I know the value of that jnana moksha, I will surrender. My love and affection, care, devotion, faith, everything, my Guru and Shastra. That should come. That should come all the way. If it comes, Kartala Malakam. Ullankai Nellikkani Pol. Solren. Adi, own up, own up. You all should own up. That's what I want. You all should own up. Claim, I am Atma Swarupam. I am free. You are waiting for story, I know that. Now let me see the sloka. Abhyeshu dhavatsu. When the clouds are just, dhava means running. The clouds are running. Dhav, dhatu. Dhavatsu. At the time of that cloud running, abhyeshu, clouds. Abhra means cloud. Appu means water. Bhra means holder. Abhra means water holder. Who is water holder? Don't say your bottle. Clouds are the water bodies. Water bodies means the whole cloud is full of water. That is why it is called Abhra. Appu means water. Bhra means holder. Water holder. Abhreshu dhavatsu. When the clouds, water bearing clouds are running, somo dhavati iva, as though moon is moving, running fast, as though running race madre. All of us might have seen that. All of us have got that experience. When you look at the clouds, clouds are going fast, you don't feel that clouds are going fast. But you see, moon is, somaha means moon. Moon is going fast, running, as though somebody is chasing him. Moon goes like that. Is it true? Is it true? Moon can move? Moon cannot move. Only clouds are moving. What is our appearance? What is your experience? Moon is moving. but after some time you understand. You watch carefully, moon is not moving, clouds are moving. If you carefully watch, immediately you watch, moon is moving, you feel. But a few minutes, few seconds you observe, moon is not moving, clouds are only moving. Correct? Abreshu dhavastu somo dhavati iva. Iva you have to supply. Why? Iva like as though moving, because moon can never move really. Iva you can supply. Bhati vai appears. Vai means not English vai. Indeed, well known. Everyone experienced this. Tadvatu atmanidehatvam pashyati ajnana yogatah. Who is moving? Body is moving. Inert body, how can it move? Atma alone, as though moving through the body. Therefore, Atma alone is blessing the body with sentiency. Atma, I, the consciousness alone, blessing the mind to be sentient, then only thoughts can arise. The witnesser of thoughts, the witnesser of the mind, the witnesser of the body is the Atma Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am the observer, witnesser, experiencer. What I experience, observe is not me. I, the experiencer, observer is real. What is the story? I'll tell you. One person was walking in the night on Purnami day. He is walking. Suddenly he saw into a well. He saw moon is there in the well. Then he felt so sad. Ayyo, paav, moon is in the well. Let me take out the moon. Mulla, Nasiruddin Mulla, his name. Ella funny. He want to take out the moon. He want to protect the moon from the waters, from the well. What he did, a big rope is there, and he took that rope and slowly he dropped the rope inside the well. Slowly. Then that rope, he put the some round there also. And slowly moon enter the and that hole, no place. And he slowly pulling the rope. Moon is coming up. He thought like that. Moon is coming up, slowly. He is pulling. Suddenly, that rope stuck to one stone. The rope. There are a lot of stones in the well. What happened? And the rope went inside of the wall of the well and got stuck there. It is not coming. Then he thought, moon is so much weight, lots of weight, I am not able to pull, moon even a weight. He is thinking like that. Then pulling forcefully, he has fallen back because of that force. And once he has flat, he saw the moon up. He saw the moon up. Moon vandach really land. I brought the moon out. He's so happy. Moon can never be in the well. He cannot bring the moon. He cannot bring the moon to the top of the. But what he thought, that is called loosen artha. Puriyada? What we are doing, you know, same like that. I want to get moksha. I am a samsari. I have fallen in samsara. Same like that only. Moon fallen. I have fallen in samsara. I have to come out of samsara. To come out of samsara, karma yoga, upasana yoga, ashtanga yoga, sadhana, panni. I just become flat and I am liberated. What liberation? Atma liberated. You are already liberated. Why Atma has to become liberated? Struggling to be liberated. I want to be liberated. I want to get mukti. You are already mukta. Thinking that I have bondage, I have punya, I have papa, I have done lots of wrong things. Therefore, I want to come out of this samsara. Samsara well. Therefore, let me do karma yoga, upasana yoga, ashtanga yoga, mantra, japa, dhyana, so many other things. And I am free. Well, after karma yoga, after upasana yoga, thinking that I am going to become free. No. If you become free, again you will become bound. You recognize, I was free, I am free, I am ever will be free. I ever will be free. I need not become free. Recognize now, here itself. If moksha you recognize now, here itself, that is moksha. If not, no time at any place, you won't get moksha. There is no getting. Recognizing you are now here, Atma Swarupam. That is called moksha. That is called mukti. This is called Nitya Mukti. It is not Ayaram Gayaram Mukti. Okay. Mukti is not going to come. I am recognizing I am already Muktaha. Therefore, read the next shloka, 85.
यथैव दिग्विपर्यासः मोहाद् भवति कस्यचित् तद्वदात्मनि देहत्वम् पश्यत्यज्ञानयोगतः. यथा दिग् विपर्यासः. सपोज यू आर गोइंग टू ए न्यू प्लेस, यू डोंट सी एनी सनराइज आर सन आर मून, यू आर नॉट एबल टू सी. इफ सन लाइट आर मून लाइट इफ यू डोंट सी, यू विल गेट अ डाउट. ईस्टर्न साइड, वेस्टर्न साइड, नॉर्दर्न साइड, सदर्न साइड, यू डोंट नो. दिग् विपर्यासः, दिग् मीन्स डायरेक्शन, विपर्यासः मीन्स यू लूज, यू गेट डिल्यूजन अबाउट दिग्. विच साइड आई एम स्टैंडिंग, ईस्टर्न साइड और वेस्टर्न साइड? यू गो टू ए न्यू प्लेस एंड यू आस्क देम, विच इज ईस्टर्न साइड, टेल मी. द हाउस पीपल हैव टू से, न्यू प्लेस वेन यू आर यू विल गो, वी डोंट नो द ईस्टर्न साइड वेस्टर्न साइड. सनराइज विच साइड यू आस्क देम, दे नो डेली दे सी. Then only you get, let us say, big viparyasaha. Mohad bhavati, because of delusion, big viparyasa takes place. In jagravastha, sapnavastha, you know where you are and your experiences, directions and all, you know. In sushupti avastha, you are located where? In which direction you are located? Eastern side or western side or southern side? No direction. That is called big viparyasa. Big, you do not know. You are not located. You are locationless in sapna. You are there in sushupti. You are there or not. But sushupti, you are locationless. In sapna and jagrat, you are located. Now tell me, this location is true. Locationlessness is true. What is fact? Locationless I is fact, located I, waker I, dreamer I is false. But we take this is right, that is false. But Shastra says sleeper I is correct. There is no any location, locationless. You are located here because of upadhi. Sula shariram, sukshma shirira upadhi. Who am I now? I am locationless atma. Therefore, tadvad atmani dehatvam. 86. Yatha shashi jale bhati,
ചഞ്ചലത്വേന കസ്യചിത് തന്മനാത്മനി ദേഹത്വം പശ്യത്യജ്ഞാനയോഗതഃ.
ശശി ജലേ ഭാതി, the moon appears like the rabbit. No, some people look at that moon, there is a rabbit, you know, back of the that, you know, shape of the moon looks like a rabbit. So Shashi means shesha means a rabbit. Shashi means the one who looks like a rabbit. For some people it looks like that. Okay, Shashi jale bhati, reflecting in the water. Once water is moving, it moon also appears as moving. Chanchalatvena kasyachit bhati. For some people, when water is moving, that movement of the water is superimposed to the moon. Moon is also moving. Similarly, the body movement we superimpose upon the Atma, and Atma is moving. Atma is all pervading. It cannot move. The movement of the body we superimpose upon the Atma. Therefore, with this he concludes, Atma Ajnana Yogam is enough. All of you come out of Atma Ajnana. Evam, and he is going to start from next shloka onwards. Main teaching is going to come. How to claim your real nature. Come out of misconception, error, delusion. You are pure Atma Swarupam. You cannot be other than Atma. That is the fact. You cannot be other than Atma. You are Atma all the time. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi. Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi. Om.